The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely, lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here.
And it's not personal.
It really isn't.
It really isn't personal.
I'm sorry, it's not personal.
It really isn't personal. No. So the name of the show is It's Not Personal, if you didn't get that. And what we're talking about is how the universe shows up and how we frequently, as human beings, personalize what's happening as though somehow we are responsible or the causal agent. Now, if you're new agey enough, you'll think you're responsible for the sun coming up in the morning. And away you are.
And that life,
you're not.
Life is all a projection. It's all being projected from your mind. It may be so, but in the reality of things, if somebody's having a bad day and you cross paths with them, yes, it's your responsibility that you turn left down the street and now you're meeting them, but it's not personal.
Yeah, it's not your fault. It's not personal. People are already walking around upset, looking for something to aim their upsets at. And this doesn't give you license to be unkind or insensitive, but we're telling you it's not personal, that the universe is showing up the way it does, and you're not the responsible party in reality. And, you know, and then there's this other esoteric level where you are. But
yeah,
we're going to leave the esoteric alone and go for the real simple, down-to-earth, transformational, enlightened approach.
Now, we know it's paradoxical, because if I were right now to say something unkind to Shia,
which he never would do,
I wouldn't,
by the way.
But if he were to react to that, it would, on some level, be personal. And at the same time, that's not what we're looking at today. We're looking at how you offend yourself with how other people operate in their lives. Because
right.
From
so,
your perspective, you have power if you look at this
well,
idea.
Well, if you see this idea, then you will have power in your life. If you don't see the idea, you'll be at the effect of your life.
Now, some of you out there are already doing the, yeah, but you don't know. And
you don't
and,
know what he's yeah, like.
Yeah. So I suggest for those of you who are in the yeah, but phase, and everybody else, to actually just listen. It won't just be Shia and I speaking today. We do have callers waiting to speak with us and to speak with all of you. So it's really about listening to hear what each person is saying from his or her perspective.
And if you did that, life would get much easier and your life would transform. But we're not forcing anybody to do anything here. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We are not problem-solution-oriented. We are about discovering how to get into the current moment of your life. And if you discover how to get into and access and live in the current moment of your life, you will start to gain control over your life that you didn't realize was possible.
Let's look at that anthropological approach. And by the way, we haven't said it yet on today's show.
But so we finish each other's sentence.
We do. So it requires you being flexible.
And if you can, you don't have to get yourself upset with our doing it the way we do it rather than the way you would prefer.
Because it's not personal.
Right.
It's our style.
Right.
An anthropological approach is a wonderful thing. It really supports you in being here.
Well, you take yourself out of the equation. You're an observer in how life is showing up and how things operate rather than thinking it should be a certain way.
Now, if you tell the truth, you have certain hot spots. There are certain types of people, certain types of communication, certain circumstances where you're more likely to get tweaked than others. And by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, one of those things that sets you up to be more disturbable is when you haven't gotten enough sleep. And a lot of you don't get enough sleep. So let's see if you can use this show to...
Don't go to sleep during the course of the show.
But to recharge your batteries as we go along so that you rest in yourself and see what else is possible.
Yeah.
We were looking at miscommunication as one of the things that people take personally. Like, lots of times you may interpret what a person has to say, and it may not be what they intended. And a really funny example of it is, I don't know about you guys, but I have one of these iPhones, and this iPhone reinterprets what I say to what it thinks I want to say. So there's this automatic function in there that will change words to what it thinks I mean if I mistype, or even if I don't mistype, there's a computer program in there that gives you
options
or its idea of what you're trying to say. And if you're not really there when you're doing it, you can send out an email or a text message that is vastly different than what you intend to send. And again, on the other end of the line, when they receive it, depending on what program decodes what you've sent, the communicator is like playing telephone. Do you ever play that as a kid?
No.
Where you whisper, as a kid, we'd play, whisper into one ear and go around the circle and you see what it comes back at.
Oh, maybe I have.
And it often came back very, very funny because what people heard was very different than what was originated. We have our friend and assistant, Christina, was telling us how she sent an email to a friend of hers with a smiley face icon. And when he received it on the other end, there was not a smiley face icon anymore. It was an F. And he thought the F was like F-U. And he got very upset that she was cursing at him. And she wasn't cursing at him, but he offended himself with that which wasn't intended.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. If somebody's upset and you're talking to them, oftentimes you get upset, but they're upset. Or, you know, like it's like arguing with a drunk.
You can't do that.
You can do it, but the only thing is nobody hears you at the other end of the line.
And it just aggravates the situation.
Right. So this is about not upsetting yourself over the way life shows up. We do. We have a caller.
Let's take her.
Andrea.
You with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Where are you today?
I'm in Switzerland, in Basel.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so nice being with you guys.
Thank you. I'll take that personally.
Please do. Listening to you, it feels just great. I wanted to say that after I started working with you, and I've been working with you now for several years, I just saw that I don't take things that much personal anymore than I used to. And that's really cool to see.
That's great.
I used to take everything personal. I'm a singing teacher.
Uh-huh.
And now these days I can see that when I'm upset or when something happened that I took personal before, then I take my students or their comments sometimes much more personal than other times when I'm well in myself. And that's really cool to see.
You know, as you say that, Andrea, I'm reminded of when I was taking singing back when I was an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a singing teacher, and I have to say, I was taking singing lessons because I thought I needed to in order to make it, not because I had a passion for the singing lessons. So the amount of time I rehearsed was minimal, and I thought he didn't notice.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he said to me, you know, you do really good considering you don't practice outside of here. And I was a little surprised. But also, I feel he had the knack of not wanting more for me than I wanted for myself, which gave me the option to choose.
That's cool.
And, you know, you're going to have some students who come to you who are at a fight with their parents, so they're going to want to get you to want for them the way their
parents want it for them, and then they've got you hooked.
And that way they can justify resisting, and they can fail to get your attention.
That's very true. Just a few names popped up in my mind, yes. Very true. That's cool. Thank you. I never seen that. That's cool.
Now, did you have a question?
Yes, I was checking my bank account this morning, and that's something I take personal. The amount of money that is in my bank account, whether it's not enough in my eyes, or either whether it's enough in my eyes. And that's something I always took personal, I guess, and I wanted to ask if there's a way to not take money personal?
Well, that's an interesting question. Here's the thing. You handle money the way you handle your life.
Okay.
Your dealings with money is like a reflection of your schematic for living. And so if you run everything through how much money you have to determine what you're going to do with your life, then you don't really have any choice about what you do in your life. The amount of money you have determines what you do in your life.
Yes. Yes, I can see that.
And if you're going to do that, then you don't really allow yourself to be fully self-expressive because it might cost some money.
Yes, I can see that, yeah.
The other thing is,
okay,
I have a question for you.
Yes?
In this last year, in the year before this one, when you did your taxes, the end of 2012, did you make more money in 2012 than you did 5 years before?
Oh, yes. Yes, much more money.
Good. Because if you take a look, you'll see that your judgments about what enough is, if you made what you made in 2012, 5 years prior, you would have thought you were rich.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So what happens is the way you judge yourself slides along with your increasing income. There is never enough.
Okay, I see. Yes.
You'll never have enough money to feel secure if you feel insecure.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, we knew somebody who had several million dollars, but they didn't feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't have enough to feel secure if you're insecure.
So let's go back to what we were talking about in the beginning about an anthropological approach. An anthropologist is an individual who studies cultures. And you can be a scientist in your own life, Andrea, where you're looking at how you approach your life without judging
yourself for what you discover. That's the critical part, that you notice how you're being without judging yourself for being that way.
Yes.
And I really love that you started the show, Andrea, with looking at this, because most of us take our thoughts personally as if it's us talking to us rather than it's a recording.
So It's a recording also when I talk with myself about my money situation.
Don't you say the same things over and over?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I have a question. If you've ever listened to a piece of music over and over, do you later in the day perhaps hum that piece to yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It sticks in my mind.
It's a recording. It's been impressed upon you, and then it plays back.
Cool.
So values around money
were passed on to us from the people we grew up around, and we assume that it's our values around money, but it's really the values that you were taught.
Yes, I can see that, yes.
A good person pays their debts on time. A good person doesn't spend more than they have.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really enjoyed the movie Slumdog Millionaire. I mean, I did and I didn't. There were parts that were really disturbing. But one of the things in that particular movie, it followed a group of children, and what they did to survive was steal. And so they would go to concerts, and they would reach up and steal pocketbooks from people. Now, in my reality, that's a, quote, bad thing. But in their reality, that was a good thing. So there's a certain neutrality to simply noticing how you're structured without coming to conclusions that allows you to be natural as opposed to reactive in your life.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
I'm going to be natural right now.
You are?
Yes, we got to go to a break. So can you come back after the break?
Yes, I'd love to.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Thank you. listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Coming up next weekend-wise, since we just finished a lovely, lovely Art of Listening and Freedom to Breathe.
In Hamburg, Germany.
We're next going to be in New York. We'll be back on Monday, on the 14th, for Monday Night Alive. Weekend-wise, we're doing Living a Complaint-Free, Drama-Free Life, the 1st through 3rd of November. It's going to be wonderful. Also, coming up in November, the first three Thursdays in November, I'm really honored to be joined by a friend and vocal coach, Susan Finch, and we are leading a course called Speak Up, for all of you who want to discover how to speak up for yourself in your life. Both, you can find out more about both of those on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
All right, we are back. You with us, Andrea?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. So good.
I'm going to be with you guys. Yeah, I'm going to be with you guys in New York for the workshop, Living a Complaint-Free and Drama-Free Life, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, good. Thank you for calling in today.
Yes.
Thank you for answering my question.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. We have another caller.
Let's take him.
Hey, Matt, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, guys.
Hi. Where are you today?
I'm in New York, New York.
All right.
New York, New York.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. What can we do for you?
I really just love this theme of personalizing things. And I've just often found with family members, and I'm an actor as well, with people who I work with and collaborate with, when things go smoothly, they go ultra smoothly. But then when there's any bumps in the road, particularly ones I feel that I try to help the group avoid, I always take it personal if people have to like back out of projects, even if it's for good reasons too. I just feel like we build a momentum as a team, and then people just tend to like want to put their foot on the brakes. And I take it personal, and I'm not quite sure why. And I don't hold on to it as much as I used to, but it's still there. So I guess I'm just wondering what is it I could do just to not take things so personal, particularly with fellow collaborators and family members.
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing you can do about it. But if you bring your awareness to the fact that you do that without making yourself wrong for it, but just notice it, it'll start to dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
See, that you get hard on yourself because of somebody else's actions or inactions is an old program in you, and it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
It doesn't support them, and it doesn't support you for you to be hard on yourself about or think, well, what did I do to get rid of them? Maybe it's nothing. Maybe they don't like being told what to do, and in any group situation, they find themselves uncomfortable enough to take themselves out.
Mm.
So they may want to be part of an acting
ensemble,
and then once they've got the job, they don't want it anymore.
Mm.
See, that's a normal way that a lot of people are. They want something until they get it, and then once they've gotten it, they don't want it anymore. There's this joke about how to get an actor to complain. Give them something, some work.
Yeah,
give them a role.
That will do it.
That'll do it. So, and it's that way with a lot of people, that if They have something that they think they have to do. Even though they wanted it, there's a part of them that doesn't want to be told what to do, doesn't want to be directed, doesn't want to be managed. And so, and I find a lot of actors are that way. You know, they have a very prima donna-ish way about going through life. They think they're the center of the universe.
One
of the things you're describing, though, Matt, is that you have agendas. And the agendas sometimes may be even hidden from you. You may have an agenda to run smoothly. You may have an agenda to have people do it your way. And so when it shows up differently than what you would prefer,
you personalize it.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely have a tendency to act off of agendas that I personalize and say, oh, this will be good for all of us, including me. And then when someone goes against the program, I take it personal. Yeah, for sure.
Well, most people don't like to do things that are, quote, good for them.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Most people don't like to what?
Do things that are good for them. Like brushing their teeth.
That's why people have such a difficulty with dieting. They identify something that's better, and then they resist it.
Yeah.
You know, as far as family members go, one of the things that frequently happens is, but I'm clear, do you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have one older sister.
Great. You don't compare yourself to my older sister.
No.
You don't care. You don't care what she looks like. You don't care what her occupation is. You don't care her health.
You don't care how successful she is.
You don't care how much money she makes, whether she's in relationship. You don't care any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even care about my older sister.
Yeah.
But your older sister, now that's a whole other story here.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely care. That's for sure. Even with us having totally separate lives. yeah.
But see, that's because your mental structure was put together when you were younger. So you learned to build your identity. We build our identities on those we're, quote, in relation to. So if they do...
Or in opposition to those we're in relation to.
Right. So their actions mean something about our life because we relate it to us rather than noticing that your sister is living her life just as my sister is living her life, and it really doesn't have anything to do with you except for that you happen to be related to her and you love her.
Yeah.
Which is really cool when you get that, because then you don't have to be so invested in them doing it the way you would prefer.
Right, yeah. Okay.
The other thing is, I'm wondering something.
Okay.
What does, if, say, somebody drops out of an ensemble that you're in, to use one of your examples, what does getting irritated about that
do for you?
Yeah, what does it save you from?
I guess probably it saves me from dealing with rejection.
You personalize it when you say rejection, because if they may not want to be in the ensemble for nothing that has to do with you. But you reject yourself out of their behavior as though they've rejected you.
Yeah.
I remember when I was studying acting, I had a scene partner, and she left because she got a movie. And then I had another scene partner, and he left because he got a Broadway show. And then I had another scene partner, and she disappeared. And I went to the teacher. I said, look, I don't think I'm that hard to work with. I personalized it terribly. I was very upset that this latest person left. And unbeknownst to me, she had kicked this lady out of class because she was having an affair with her son-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Not everything relates to you.
Yeah, no,
it had
you're
nothing to do with
right.
me. But when you are of a certain perspective, you
where
think the world relates
right,
to you.
Right, when you're focused in on you rather than looking out and seeing what's going on around you, then you often misconstrue what's happened.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I personally think is really neat. Because then, you know, you don't have to analyze what you're doing or not doing.
Yeah, see, what if people leave because they have their own issues that are totally unrelated to you or your ensemble, if you will?
Right.
And they just come or go as they do, but it isn't relative to or related to you. You have the idea that you have something to do with their departure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's even surprised me, too, in the past where I've bumped into certain people who I've worked with before, and I'm thinking in my head as I'm walking down the street and I see them, I go, oh, my gosh, you know, these people, they're not going to want to talk to me. They're not going to want to see me. And then when I start talking to them, they're so happy to see me, and I'm always, like, shocked. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I could be happy to see you. Which is something I've noticed about myself at times. That's always me thinking the worst or expecting the worst.
Well, look, you have a mind. And our minds are these past future machines where we project the future out of what's happened in the past. And this mind you have is a survival mechanism. And so it projects the worst possible scenarios. And you're always thinking no is going to be your answer.
Yep.
And you see, Matt, there's this possibility that you have a mind and you're not your mind. You're not the stream of thought you listen to.
Wow. Yeah.
But you've personalized that stream of thought as though what you're thinking is you. So the game is to discover a separation between you and that voice.
It's actually neat what you're describing, because you are describing that you have a thought process that says one thing, and in reality, you're noticing reality shows up differently, as in when you walk up and you see somebody, and they are actually happy to speak to you when that's not your expectation. It really is about being kind to yourself in the apparent privacy of your own thoughts, because you will assign to others how you think about yourself.
Yeah.
So you'll pick on you, you'll have them say things, and you'll interpret it as though they're picking on you, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How about this as a possibility, Matt? How
okay.
about that you are perfect? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you.
I like that possibility a lot.
And the moment is perfect. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this moment. So, see, in that respect, whatever is going on is supposed to be going on, rather than it's an aberration or an anomaly.
Right.
That how you see things or have seen things is that there's some flaw or fault in you, and that's why they treat you the way they do. When, in fact, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with them, it's just the way things are going.
Okay.
Now, if you have a desired outcome, which is to have a harmonious acting troupe, forget it. They never are almost never harmonious, because people are unsettled in themselves, irrelevant as to who they're with.
And even if you have a harmonious troupe, there on any given day, you're likely to have somebody who has something going on in their lives
that's
where they're off center.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So if you have a goal to have it be harmonious rather than have it as it is, you will be creating tension with yourself.
Well, yeah, I look back and listening to you guys say that, and part of me is listening and registering and going, wow, yeah, I was shooting for the perfect group rather than just the group that I had in front of me and, you know, loving that.
And that the group that you have in front of you is perfect.
Once, many years ago, I was taking workshops to learn to lead workshops, and we were split up into different groups, and I always found myself in the wrong group. I always thought the other group would be the better group.
Right, right.
But that was because at that time in my life, I wasn't very kind to myself. I saw myself as in some way deficient or not enough or broken.
It's the old Groucho Marx thing. I wouldn't belong to any group that would have me.
Yeah.
Any group that would have me. Right, exactly. I suggest you practice being kind to yourself.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Fun.
You know, one last thing, because I know you slightly. I don't know you super well. But I have noticed that sometimes when you're in amongst a group of people, you have a tendency to use your eyes in a way where you disengage so that you don't actually look to see that people want to engage with you and that people like you and that you don't have to sneak through a room or move through unobtrusively. You can take your space. People want to be with you. You have an idea
that was
that limits
your
you.
Childhood that is no longer true.
And if you use your eyes just a little bit more and look around a little bit, I think you're going to be shocked at what you see because it's more in line with what you were describing, being surprised that people want to speak to you. I think you're going to have that as a steady diet as opposed to a sometimes thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in. We got a great break now.
It was lovely speaking with you.
Yes,
it was lovely speaking to you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Being Here. And
yes.
You know, the word being is very important in being here because most of us are very good at doing. We're not very good at being where we are. So,
A shout out to all of our regular listeners, whether you listen live or you listen to the archive shows each week. We really appreciate having you as part of our network, whether we have ever met you or not. And a personal invitation to everyone, if you want to include a visual along with what we're doing here, you may want to join the Premium Excellence Club if you haven't already. It's our subscription series with videos where you get a video of us having a conversation with an individual each week in your inbox. We do special articles for club members, and we also have a question and answer so that people can write in questions and we reply to answers each month. If you want to know more about that, of course, that's on our website as well, transformationmadeeasy.com.
All right, we have another caller. Vin, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Hey, guys.
Hi. Where are you today?
I'm calling in from Munich in Germany.
Well, right. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I love the topic. I think I have a question around the topic. I've noticed lately that I've been listening to some thoughts which seem to have some heaviness, and I'm definitely blaming specific individuals in my life for them, and listening to the or reading the show's topic, I guess that's not the way it is, but it feels that way to me.
Yes, it feels like they cause your discomfort.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that definitely happens when you resist them.
Okay.
If they are acting in a way that you don't prefer, or they say something that you feel is unkind, unfair, you don't like, and you resist it, then it wraps around your way of being, and then you become consumed with it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think what also hit home for me is when you were talking about wanting for people what they don't want for themselves.
Yes.
I feel I've been maybe stuck with that in one relationship in particular.
Well, you know, a lot of people have that, in particular with family members. We have a tendency as human beings to think we know better than they do how they should live their lives.
Yeah.
And we judge them to an internal standard of judgments that we apply to ourselves, and then everybody's miserable.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
The other thing, we haven't talked about this yet, but I really see how people are blaming outside circumstances as the trigger for their discomfort.
How they feel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the idea that this person or persons are responsible for your negativity.
Yeah.
And they're not. See, the thing is this. If you assign causality to something outside yourself, and you have a body that has billions of cells in it.
Yeah.
This body is a electrochemical reaction that's taking place. this thing called life. You've got different systems. You've got a respiratory system. You've got a circulatory system. You've got a digestive system. You've got a skeletal muscular system. There are endocrine glands, and there's all kinds of different systems within your body that function automatically. And included in that are your thoughts and your body sensations and your sense of reality. But, you see, rather than just feel what you're feeling, you think what you're feeling is caused by somebody or an event outside yourself. It's not.
Yeah.
You have these feelings.
And the feelings are, in general, elicited when you say no.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. It wasn't too long ago that we, around about this time of year, we start setting up our schedule for the following year, because by the time December rolls around, we need to be able to let people know what courses are open. We need to have the location for the Monday night groups or for Hamburg or wherever else we're going. And we reached out to the hotel that we've been at for a number of years for Mondays, and they have a new management structure in, and they have a new policy. And the new policy is that they will not rent rooms for, say, Monday Night Alive. They will not confirm them more than 30 days in advance. And that doesn't work for us, because we like to have in place, if we're going to do a brochure that has 5 months in it, we want to let people know what our schedule is.
And where we'll be on each of those meeting dates.
And I watched how I wanted to take it personally, that we had this great relationship with this hotel. There's a new staff. They don't know us. It's unfair. It's unkind. It's untrue. It's mean. All of the juvenile reactions,
temper tantrums,
were there on tap to be accessed when circumstances showed up
differently than she wanted or expected.
And I have also come to realize that when I have a reaction like that, and it really is a reaction, there's nothing creative, it's reactive, it's automatic, it has nothing to do with me, I don't take it personally that
it's that automatic no when life doesn't show up the way you think it should.
Okay.
That I just managed it. It also was really important to me not to send out any emails at that time about the situation to gather an army of people so that we could all be disgruntled together against the unfair meanies. It was about watching this process happen in me without judging myself for having it, without acting it out.
Yeah.
And also knowing it was off base. It wasn't reality.
Okay.
Give me a clue, Vin. Have you ever gotten the flu?
Yes, I've had the flu.
You know, you have the flu when you have the flu, and it's not how you normally feel. Sometimes when you have these thoughts that overtake you, it's like getting the mental flu, and you just need to ride them out, but not act them out, because you don't want to share the flu with your friends.
Okay. That feels like a relief, actually, to write it out.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The more you resist the symptoms of being upset, the more upset you get.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
By the way, I'm not saying you have to go away and hibernate into your good company. Absolutely said to people who were in my trusted environment, wow, I'm really having a reaction to this. I'm watching myself think this is so unfair. And so I described what was going on without
diving into it and dramatizing it out.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing is this. You have a very well-defined sense of right and wrong.
Yeah.
That And those standards have been programmed in there. And when somebody does something that you consider wrong, you, in response, automatically upset yourself with it.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I see that.
And, you know, they're just doing what they're doing. It's got not to do with you. But you think it does.
Yeah.
I remember Shai and I once, we were in Costa Rica. It was when our courses were still down at the beach at Manuel Antonio. And we went into this little store that sold all sorts of things, like a little mini grocery store, but it was also a place that had beer and wine and alcohol. And when we went in there, we were wandering around getting what we were getting, and another man walked in, and I recall the proprietor yelling at the guy, like, get what you want and get out. And I was, like, really surprised. And the proprietor started following him around. And then he told us, this is a guy who comes in here to steal things. And it's so outside of my reality, shoplifting. It's just not my reality. I have a different moral compass. And one of the things I found fascinating was to recognize that people have different realities. And it's not personal that the proprietor was irritable. It's not personal that that guy steals. They're going about their lives the way they're going about their lives.
And I say everybody that you know is going about their life the best way they know how and consistent with their own set of morality or standards. And it, when it was with how you think they should be, your immediate reaction is to get yourself upset over it and blame it on them.
Yeah.
Here's a perfect example.
You're the one who's getting you upset.
Here's a perfect example. Shai and I have come to realize that the majority of drivers out there are not as skilled as Shai, for instance, because Shai does when we're together, he does the majority of our driving because he likes to drive, and he's really good at it. And so if somebody is driving a little more slowly than the speed limit, or they're not sure about making a turn, none of that is irritating unless...
I'm already irritated.
Or we have not allowed enough time to get to where we're going.
But, you know, like, we listen to these books on tape, you know, especially when we're driving into or out of the city, because it, especially at night, keeps me awake, you know, like, because... driving can become tedious and you can get tired. But if you've got this novel happening alongside you, then it piques your interest.
Yeah.
Where was I going? Oh, yes. So when I'm listening to the books on tape, it doesn't really matter to me whether I'm trying to get somewhere in a hurry or not, because I'm being accompanied by the book that I'm listening to.
Yeah.
It's very different than when I'm driven to get somewhere and then everything seems to be...
compressed.
Well, not only compressed, but it's an imposition on me. Their being in front of me becomes an imposition as though they shouldn't be there.
What are you doing on my road?
Right. But when you relax a little bit, slow down, and get to where you are, then everything's cool. So the game plan is to become aware that if you're upset, you're upset, and they're not doing it to you.
Okay.
And if you do that, your upset will not last. But if you blame them for how you feel, you'll stay in a perpetual state of upset.
And because
basically you're giving away your power to anybody that disagrees with you.
And here's the kicker. You ready for this?
Yes.
If you blame you for how you feel, you'll stay that way. It's not personal.
Oh, man. Yeah, good.
It's just the old series of tapes that got triggered. And if you don't judge it and you allow it to be, it'll wind down all on its own.
That's right.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, all you need to do is let yourself feel what you're feeling and not blame it on something outside of you.
Or even inside of you.
Right. Just feel it.
Okay.
Hey,
simple, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
simple. Joining us.
Very good.
That's how we call it, Transformation Made Easy. You're welcome, Vin.
Yes.
Hey,
it is much pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're at the end of the show. We're going to be back next week. Next week's show theme is Party On, Dude. So if you want your life to be an excellent adventure, tune back in.
An excellent adventure,
that's right.
Yes.
Ariel Jai's Excellent Adventure. We'll be back
next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.